You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, a new accessible TV guide is available on Freeview Play TVs, and RNIB has been working with the TV provider to make it happen. With me now to tell us more is John Payton, the Innovation Technology Officer from RNIB, and Gavin Ellis, Product Manager for Freeview Digital UK. Good to have you both with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Gavin, let me start with you. Obviously, this is great news for anyone who has been waiting what feels like an age for a way to access the TV guide independently. Tell us, for those who are new to this and who are wanting to know more, about Freeview Channel 555.
So, yeah, thanks, Stephen. So, yeah, Freeview Channel 555 is a... has a accessible TV guide which has been developed in conjunction with yourselves at the RNIB, AbilityNet and the DAC, Digital Accessibility Centre, and its goal is to make discovery of Freeview Play channels and content a lot easier for people with visual impairments, hearing impairments, and people who have who are older and find using the traditional guides and televisions a little bit more complicated and a little bit more complicated, basically. Yeah, the goal is absolutely to make it much more streamlined and get people into the content that they want. It's been produced because we want to make sure that obviously Freeview, as the biggest DTT platform in the UK, provides a service for every single person in the UK, and obviously that's obviously we're pushed by Ofcom to deliver that, and they produced a set of guidelines for accessibility in 2018, which this application on 555 delivers. So it makes sure that the DPG is magnified, high contrast, has the text-to-speech service, and you're able to filter content by access service.
Yeah, let's dig into that a little bit, because first off, when you go to channel 555, the speech-to-text will kick in automatically for those who may need it, which is absolutely brilliant, because you don't have to then do anything to activate that. As a blind person myself, you know, I don't want to go and have to find a setting that I can't see. Yeah. I don't have to worry about that, because the speech-to-text will automatically kick in. At that point, I'm able to filter programs in various ways, aren't I? So I could look for programs with audio description. If I was deaf, I could look for programs that are signed or subtitled. Yep. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah. So the first introduction of the app, you tune to 555, you get presented with a screen of settings, and obviously you have the text to speech to tell you about that. You can then select whichever one you want. So if it's subtitles or audio description, you select that, and then you press right to go into the guide, and the guide will anchor point at BBC One today, and then you'll be able to see the programs that are available for audio description, with audio description or with subtitles for that day, and then you can navigate around the guide forwards in the EPG by day, and then also through all the channels on Freeview.
Now, is this available on all TVs?
It's not currently available on all TVs, but the plan is it will be available on all Freeview Play devices. We've currently got around about 50% of our devices in the market covered, and we're looking to roll out updates so it covers all the devices in the coming weeks and months, and we'll be communicating those device updates on our website.
Now, at this point, let me bring in John Payton from RNIB. As Gavin says, John, you know, Freeview has worked with RNIB to achieve this channel. How much of a result is this?
I mean, I think it's a really huge result. It's one of the things I love about this is it's available on such a wide range of devices. So I'm sure, as you know, if you went into a shop, you've often got to, at the moment, you know, there's some accessible TVs out there, but you've got to have a kind of go in with a list and try and find someone who knows what they're talking about. Whereas with this, once it's the full rollout has happened, it'll be available on anything with the Freeview Play logo on the box. So you can just say, show me your Freeview Play devices, and any of those will work with it.
And Gavin, on the website for Freeview, and we'll give that information at the end of the interview, how people can find out more, there is a list of compatible TVs that are there, and devices as well, isn't there?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a page, freeview.co.uk/555, and then off of that page, it links to the device list, and it also has a demo video just which users can watch or hear and find out more about how the app will work.
I'm just thinking about the experience here. So if someone is going to this guide and they're able to find out that, you know, the latest episode of His Dark Materials is on, you know, tonight on BBC One or whatever it is that they want to watch, can they record the program from there, or is this just to view the guide? Is this just to get the information?
Yeah, currently the first release is a reference tool. So it's very much a guide. So there's no interoperability with any of the devices. Now, we are already talking to one of our manufacturing partners to add that functionality in. But as we work in a horizontal market, we'd have to have individual conversations with each of our manufacturing partners to add in reminder functionality or recording functionality. And it's something that we are definitely looking to do going forwards. But at the moment, it's a reference tool.
Yeah, you're constrained by the technology to some degree, aren't you? Because obviously Freeview is a standalone platform, but that is built into other platforms, other universes, if you like.
Yes.
Which, you know, the other TV manufacturers create that Freeview lives within.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So Freeview, we provide a set of documentation to all the manufacturers that we work with to produce the televisions to our standard that gives them the Freeview Play trademark license. We then work with them to optimize that on a yearly basis. So working with them on specific app rollouts like this, we would have to It's a slight change in how we work with them. We'd be asking them to do specific updates just to support this application, which we are willing to do. But there may be, different manufacturers will have different responses to that.
John Payton, feedback that you get at RNIB obviously has told you over the years that this is something that blind people want. I'm a blind guy. I can definitely attest to that. Obviously, we would want other platforms, other TV providers to provide similar. That's, I guess, a question for another day. But for those who have feedback specifically on Channel 555 and concerns or you know, whatever it might be, would it be best to contact RNIB on that? Would you want people to contact RNIB or contact Freeview directly?
I mean, for things like this, we normally say contact Freeview directly, and you can also copy in RNIB, and then we can help follow up on that, and we can help with any of those.
This is an absolutely fantastic result, and you know, I think a lot of blind people are going to be keen to try it out. I've already seen a few YouTube videos of various blind people testing it and talking about how wonderful it is. It is fantastic for it to be there and it to be the first. You know, it kind of feels like I've finally got the ability to read the Radio Times, which is a lovely thing, actually. So, you know, thank you to Freeview for everything you've done on this, because it is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, great that we, RNIB, were able to work with you on this. Gavin, for people who want to know more, especially to check out that list of compatible devices as well, maybe watch the wonderful video you've got on there as well, which explains how the whole thing works. Where do they go?
So if they go to freeview.co.uk/555, that's the product page for the application, and it will have all the details for the devices and the video. If they have any feedback, we also have a feedback form, which is freeview.co.uk/555feedback. They can go there, they can press a button. It's all been tested for accessibility and text-to-speech screen readers. So, yeah, it'd be really good to get any feedback.
Brilliant. Gavin Ellis and John Payton, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen.
And as Gavin says, you can visit freeview.co.uk/555 for more details. And don't forget, you can listen to RNIB Connect Radio on Freeview Channel 730. This is RNIB Connect Radio.